Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Pure Soul Alchemy. I'm Gabriela Espinosa, and I'll be taking us through a psychic surgery treatment for the next 20 minutes. It's most beneficial if you can be laying down and resting and closing your eyes while the treatment is happening. Pure Soul Alchemy is a transmission of channeled shamanic operations through my perception and vocalization of the inner energetic grid. We are open in ways which allow these technologies to come through into our physical reality and enact change on our behalf. So allow your mind to relax into the words and phrases that will be coming through, and try not to focus too much on interpretation or what does it mean or how does that apply to me. Just relax. Notice any attempts by your mind to try to hold on to some of these words and phrases, and simply just let them go and relaxing, once again, relaxing into the healing transmission. And if you fall asleep, that's really good. So it's quite helpful to play the session often to deepen its healing benefits. And sometimes you may find it beneficial if you put the recording on a loop and play it consecutively several times, and this can really take the healing further. And if you find the session helpful, please share it with your friends and family, give it a thumbs up, click the subscribe button and the bell so you'll be alerted about future sessions. So today's session is a shamanic treatment to help you exit the victim abuser paradigm. When you are in or have just recently left a victim abuser situation, there's a big pull to try to understand and to work really hard to try to understand what went wrong and how you could make it better, how you could have done things differently. And this is very difficult because of the abuse and manipulation, dishonesty, confusion, gaslighting that may have gone on. And essentially, there's an energetic stuckness that kind of inhibits the or slows down or interferes with your ability to work through it. Another big pull is to chronically recirculate the emotions of shame, confusion, guilt, powerlessness. And also there's a lot of addiction and fantasy underneath the attraction. In this session, we will implement shamanic processes to untether our minds, emotions, and energies from these oppressive structures and reclaim our empowered independence and reclaim our freedom to create a life of love that is constructive and nourishing to our hearts and our souls. So before listening to this treatment, in your mind's eye, connect to that space deep within that may have forgotten that you are ultimately in charge, that you need no one and nothing to live your best life. You need nothing else, and you don't need anybody else's permission, and that all your answers come from within. So bring this to the forefront of your attention as you receive these alchemy applications. So now begin by closing your eyes, laying down, reclining, relaxing, and take a few deep breaths, clearing breaths, but also connecting breaths, breaths that connect you, your consciousness with your body. And envision these deep breaths reaching every part of your body, bringing life force and vitality to all the parts of your being. And allow this breath awareness to continue as our treatment proceeds. So we're going to begin by connecting with our divine physical and non-physical intelligence to align completely with our own core essence, aligning with the fundamental and essential aspects of ourselves, aligning with the earth, the sun, the moon, with our own deepest God essence, aligning with our own inherent creator self and our right placement in the universe. The purest healing source within us is our own deepest aspect. We agree to serve from and as our own ultimate inner counsel, the all that I am. We now invoke, welcome, and receive our beloved Mother and Father God to exact their loving, divine, blessed grace directly into our healing proceedings today. We're going to begin by upgrading our capacity to easily and effectively extricate ourselves, remove ourselves from the victim-abuser paradigm. Easily and quickly removing ourselves from any and all relationships, entanglements, corded connections that fall under this category. And what this does is it gives the relationship or relationships or connections the space to transform. They either fall away or they transform and transcend. I'm going to bring in healing force for our being, our consciousness to fully realize that there is a much safer space for us outside of that false reality that we have erroneously bought into or been buying into. So optimizing our capacity to really realize, recognize, understand, grok, that there is a much safer place for us outside of that false reality, that abuser and victim paradigm. Dissolving all hidden sequences and frequencies contained therein. Dissolving all connections that are based on this false relationship structure. I'm going to do healing for the lower back, lower lumbar area. Reclaiming energetic force, divine will held there, or that may be suffering from constriction or space denial. We want to bring in relief. And restoring immediate frankness within oneself. Reclaiming our ability to be completely honest with ourselves. When we're completely honest with ourselves, we can't make choices that are bad for us. We can't go along with something that is bad for us or wrong for us anymore. Releasing the hidden cycle of unconsciously contracting with others to play this paradigm out. And on the other piece of that, unconsciously agreeing to other people's contracting to play this paradigm out. Removing tendrils, cords, attaching you to it. Deleting the physical, psychic, emotional, electric, and energetic pathways of entrainment and normalization to the victim-abuser paradigm. Great. I also want to do an addressing on the body, autonomic body level of entrainment, attachment, and normalization to the victim-abuser paradigm. Let's clear inferiority consequences. Great, and reclaiming a sense of self back to center. God, self, reality. Removing your attachment or the attachment to the pattern of identifying as either the victim or the abuser or both. So removing, relinquishing, dropping the victim identity and the abuser identity. The roles and the identities, dropping them. Deleting these false identities. Heart information retethering to the truth of space. Allowing your true self the space to grow, flourish, and expand instead. Releasing where you seek out the victim-abuser paradigm unconsciously. Typically, this is happening because there's some unconscious wounding that is looking for healing. Removing the false sense of connection, trauma bonding that is behind this victim-abuser paradigm. Victim, spirit level engagement. We want to do a clearing, cleansing on that. We want to release unconscious negative reinforcements of either of these roles, of these identities, of these constructs. All right, releasing naivete framed as denial that is framed as naivete. So it's a false sense of ignorance. We've convinced ourselves that we're just ignorant, we're just naive, and really we're just in denial. So I want to just do a clearing there because if we're not able to connect to where we're denying or lying to ourselves or withholding information from ourselves, then we can't heal, we can't change. Great. Clearing the spirit level back of the heart area. Let's clear roads of energetic constrictive forces. And this is in the back of the heart area. Complementary care relief. So recovering your awareness that this paradigm, that this relationship structure is a dead end. And releasing the compulsion, obsession, addiction that intermingles with it. Great. So I want to bring in, this is a big one, I want to bring in big healing energy support for us to become aware more and more of the wounded child fantasy projections that are behind our seeking out or connecting in or attaching based on the victim-abuser paradigm. The wounded child fantasy is the wounded child, who received abuse, or the child who was neglected, to finally fix their parents. And for that fantasy to play out, you have to connect into an abusive personality or somebody you can abuse. So in order to play out that fantasy, we've got to find somebody who's broken so we can fix them. So it just, it never ends well. It never works out. So we want to do a massive demolition. Massive demolition of the wounded child fantasy projection script. It's like a movie script. And you go find the actors and the director and the film crew. And it's like, no, just burn the script. So we're just going to hang with that for a bit longer. It's like a hard truth for this wounded child essence to tap into. There is no Santa. There is no Easter Bunny. It's a devastation. But you think of the phoenix here. Burning away into the fires of the old for a rebirth. Great. And for to truly let this go, it's like a death. It feels like a death. And we'll welcome this death, because it's the death fantasy, the death of the wounds, the trauma, the death of the fantasy. We keep on walking through the fire and letting ourselves grieve, letting ourselves have our ending, our death process, the death process of this pattern and fantasy and pain and all that. Bringing into yourself, into your being, into your body a profoundly deep healing. Next healing point, releasing the constant mental loop pulls one in, that pulls us in to expend our mental, emotional, psychic resources to trying to figure it out, to trying to mentally figure it. We will never figure it out. It will never make sense. Releasing the constant mental loop, the constant pull, trying to figure it out and spending all our resources. We're going to bring online instead spending these vital life resources on your well-being and life evolution. Channeling these resources into life affirming and positive building. Releasing the pull to try to understand what went wrong, how you could have done things differently or better, who was right, who was wrong, yada, yada, yada. It's a mental spinning one's wheels. And instead, welcoming the power to simply let it go, to simply drop it. To simply let go of people, programs, situations that are invested in that dysfunctional relationship trap. And as you know, with any and all addiction, you need a healthy distance in order to come out the other side. You need a healthy distance from dysfunctional people, situations that would try to pull us back in. Leaving that lifestyle behind and embracing a life of centering fully on your well-being, treating yourself respectfully, and requiring others to treat you honorably and respectfully. Releasing the pull of chronic recirculating, soaking in the emotions of shame, confusion, and powerlessness. Healing past devastation events, triggers, conditionings, and building yourself back up in your mind's eye, connectivity, response, repair, and releasing, removing the gnashing of your teeth. I know that's a metaphor, but it's also literal. Removing the programming of heavy-duty disempowerment from past relationships, from early childhood victim abuser entrainments. Removing, extracting the programming of heavy-duty disempowerment structures from past relationships and family early childhood victim abuser entrainments. Upgrading your capacity to interrupt these and change your mind and change your life right there, instantaneously on the spot. Recognizing that these mental pathways lead nowhere good and choosing something much better for yourself is the optimal path. And making that choice happen instantaneously, effortlessly. Activating your capacity to choose to change where your mind puts its focus. And the understanding that what we focus on is what we give power to. So if we're constantly focusing on old powerlessness rhythms or structures, that's what we're going to have. So if we want something different, we need to put our focus on something different, something better. So that's the re-education, bringing into the mind, into the heart, into the essential aspects, all essential aspects of your being. Reclaiming empowered independence, reclaiming empowered independence, reclaiming freedom to create a life that is constructive to your heart and to your soul, and reclaiming and then claiming again, because we forget and then we forget again, and so we have to reclaim and remember and re-choose. And making this re-choosing easy, automatic. Upgrading your system so you are able to leave behind constrictive and destructive relationship programs. Upgrading your field and system so that you know on the deepest levels of your being that you are ultimately in charge. that you know that you need no one and nothing else to live your best life. It's all here for you now. All the materials, all the resources you need to build your best life are here. That all your answers come from within. You have the ability to create a new and better life right here, right now, and always. And you have the ability to attract and engage loving, peaceful, respectful, affirming, high integrity relationships, individuals, and situations from here on out. We're now bringing our session to a close. Thank you so much for tuning in to Pure Soul Alchemy. If you found the session helpful, please share it with your friends. Click on the like and the subscribe buttons and also the bell so you'll be alerted about the next sessions that come. I highly recommend that you listen to the session repeatedly, and this will deepen the healing effects and take your healing further. To schedule an individual session and for more information, please visit www.puresoulalchemy.com. Thank you so much and have a wonderful day.